Lead Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities Grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries. Hi everyone, I'm Carrie B and welcome to Love That Track. This is your brand new podcast focusing on great music and the reasons we love those songs. Hi everybody, it is Carrie from Love That Track and I am back with our Leith Festival live music roundup. So today is the 11th of July and we are exactly 1 month since we've had Gala Day. And so I thought I'd bring you some of the music from the acts, from some of the acts that were performing with us, and just a huge thank you again to everybody who turned up on the day and showed all their skills and talents and original music and covers and performance and production and everything else they brought. It was really wonderful. Leith Festival actually were supported by funding this year from the City of Edinburgh Council's Local Cultural Festival and Events Fund. So Culture Edinburgh, thank you so much for funding us and allowing us to put on these amazing artists. I'm going to run through the artists that we had performing and then I'm going to tell you who managed to make it to the playlist. They made it to the playlist because they got Spotify tracks. That's how they made it to the playlist. If they're not on there, it is because they were doing covers or they're yet to release their original music. So on our main stage, we had Stephen McLaren, Catherine Alley, She Beat and Microband, who have all managed to find some amazing tracks that we've included in this month's playlist. We also had Colt Luger, who had a covers band. We had Kaz Ali, who is a singer-songwriter but mainly did covers, and also the Phoenix Choir came and performed a little bit for us as well on the day. So thank you so much to each of our main stage acts. You were truly amazing. I want to say a really big thank you to the performers from our other stage. These guys literally performed in a wind tunnel on the day. If you were at Leith Festival Gala Day 2022, you will know it was blowing a gale in the morning. So thank you so, so much to Eloquent MC, not only for kicking off the day in style with all of his energy, but also for standing in last minute. So he was a late addition to our lineup. He's a fabulous local MC. You can catch him busking all over the place and he'll be releasing some original music this year. Also on that stage, we had Kat John Cranston, beautiful local singer-songwriter, and Susie Kay, the queen of soul and R&B in Leith. Susie Kay is on our playlist, but unfortunately, Eloquent and Catherine aren't. Kat John Cranston didn't make the list because I can't find your music, guys, on Spotify. I also want to say a huge thank you to everybody who took part and performed in the pageant. So to the Lady Dockers of Leith, who won the Best Dressed for their past, present, future theme. Also to the fabulous staff from the Marksman, who I didn't get to meet or speak to on the day, but you guys looked fabulous. To Edinburgh Festival Carnival, to the Citadel, to Lauren Primary School, to Sandy Campbell, to all of the local MPs and councillors who took part, to the local schools, charity groups, and residents who came and joined in the fun on the day. Thank you, you guys just lit up my heart. A month ago today, it doesn't seem like it, but it was a wonderful, wonderful first gala day for me. So thank you so much. On to our playlist. So July's playlist is filled with all of the acts that I loved from Gala Day that have currently got material on Spotify. So first up is Catherine Alley and Tune of the Summer, Never Giving Up On You. This is a live version that she recorded in Chamber Studios, which can be found in Granton. That is number one on the list. Next up, we've got the brand new single from Susie Kay called Heal. Susie Kay and Dave Browning have been working together for a long time and this was recorded in London, I believe. Susie's obviously Edinburgh based and has been working in Leith for many, many years. If you didn't catch her set on Gala Day, you definitely missed out. She is fabulous and was an absolute queen at Gala Day. Number two on the list is Susie Kay, Heal. Number three is another brand new recording and single from one of our main stage acts and it is Rock and Roll Witch by She Beat, which has been produced by Ian from Sons of Descent, which is another local Leith band who we love. That is number three, Rock and Roll Witch by She Beat. Number four is possibly the reason that I continue to check back in with the artist who is known as Stephen McLaren, and it is his song We Used to Go Raving. Now, I have known Stephen as a musician and an artist for many, many years from his previous band Collar Up, and he's always been great at writing amazing choruses. But this recent album and recent work from Stephen is much more politically driven and emotional in a real honest Scottish way. I think we can all get behind it. So We Used to Go Raving by Stephen McLaren is number four. And then I want you to put in something by Microband. So it's a track called Holiday, and they really brought the vibes on the days. So Microband headlined our main stage at this year's Gala Day, and they were phenomenal. If you don't know these guys, go check them out. The first track in the playlist from them is called Holiday. Okay, so I'm going to go back around those artists again. So next up, we've got Catherine Alley and Glow and Ignite from her most recent release. Then we're going to go with a project that Susie Kay is in called Villa Seven's dance project. And this was their single called Skin. Straight after that, we've got another SheBeat track. This one's called Remember Love, and it is one of my favourite SheBeat tracks. So after that, we're going with another Stephen McLaren track. It's called They Don't Put Any Money in Your Pocket, Son. And this is from his new album, and it's an absolute belter. And to finish off the July 2022 Love That Track playlist, which is just filled with the artists that have tracks on Spotify who took part in this year's Leith Festival Gala Day. And it is Tried to Kick It, But I Missed by the Marvellous Microband. Guys, check out this playlist, check out these bands, and if you've got suggestions for music we should be listening to at Leith Festival, please do get in touch. We've got some live events coming up starting in August. We're going to have monthly live events at a local Leith venue, and these are going to be filled with music and other variety content. So comedians, we're going to have some impressionists, we might have some drag acts. We'll see what we can bring to you guys. But do keep an eye out for those. Leith Festival is not going away anywhere. We're here every single month with a live event for you from August right through until January 2022, when we'll be planning next year's festival. Another huge thanks from me to all of you for listening in and supporting the Leith Festival Network. The Leith Festival Podcast Network is supported by the Cora Foundation. And again, as a charity, if we didn't get funding from people like Cora Foundation for the podcast network, from the City of Edinburgh Council for our live performers on Gala Day, or indeed from the Enliven Grants Fund, which is going to be supporting and helping to fund the live events from August to January next year, we wouldn't be able to do any of these things. If you'd like to get involved, please do get in touch and find out more about volunteering opportunities or performance opportunities. And we'll speak to you all soon. Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button and you'll be notified whenever a new episode is posted. Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.